understanding of the world. Just pray, yes, truly, God is not mysterious to me. Hallelujah. Just pray as touching understanding. In the name of Jesus, I am proficient, able to accurately divide the words of righteousness. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am able to accurately divide the word of righteousness. I am not a babe in spiritual things. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Satyrastaga Pidemos on Tole Mantekente. I'm not the one that is still banned by the law, huh? Hebrews 5 is talking about those who are still who can't use meat. They are still banned, captivated by the dictates of the law. That's not my story. Come on, are you praying? Oh, glory. Staga valiste gavida zotate. Kozatete kolasta gavada mante kentita zotete rosatate. Katola zakanta larista gavida moza palerasatete. Katola zatina mazatila rosa bate. Oh, zakantola rosta gapida te kentita stoga vide rose kefi lasta gambandete. Oh, kanta tantete mandamasto gavida rosantete. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How are you doing today? Come on, I need response. How are you doing today? Fine. So Romans 8, I told you guys to send me a message. Only 3 people did. I don't know what happened to the rest of you. Anyway, that means a lot. The rest of you, you know what we are talking about. Your phone was off. Your own phone was what? Was stolen. Was off too. So the rest of you too, you are world men and world women. So I'm not going back to that. Okay. So, what is your own construction for Romans 3:20? Can you read for everybody? Pick the microphone, listen, and write it down. That's Romans 3. The one you told me at home. Yes. Go ahead.
Therefore, is the law without effect?
Romans what? What are you reading?
Romans 3:31.
Good. So Romans 3:31. Now, write down this construction. Good.
Therefore, is the law without effect because of faith? Certainly not. Therefore, is the law without effect because of faith? Certainly not. Nevertheless, establish or hold up the law of faith. Nevertheless, we establish or hold up or stand by anyone who uses the word of faith.
So the first law there, what is it referring to? According to your own.
The first law, the law of deed, the law of works.
Good. So that is like the law of works, right? So is the law without effect because of faith? Certainly not. Nevertheless, however, we what? Establish the law of faith. Because don't forget, the next chapter, like I told you, now talked about people that were justified by faith. Was that my second scope of that yesterday? Is that the second or the first? That should be the second. That should be the second. Okay, good. So today is part 3. Don't worry, we are still coming back to Romans 3 and Romans 5 pretty soon. The judgment of God, part 3. We have seen the judgment day of God. We have seen that day of judgment. If you say God is going to judge any man, we have seen the day he judged man. And we saw that he judged man in Christ. Praise God. Okay, please, today is going to be long. And just switch off, take off your wristwatch, and let's flow. So Isaiah 52, verse 14. So much scripture for you to go through today. So be very diligent. And be fast. And assimilate as fast as you can. Isaiah 52 verse 14. As many were astonished at thee. His visage was so mild, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. The meaning of that is that, writing down from the Hebrew, his appearance was so disfigured. That's what he's saying. He's saying his appearance, when they saw him, his appearance was so disfigured. It was so disfigured. Was not like, his punishment was not like any before him. The punishment that was laid on Jesus for our sin was not like any before him. So that now brings us to some questions which we are going to answer today. The sufferings of Christ, which is the judgment of God, was it physical or spiritual? That's just write it down as a rhetorical question. Was it physical or was it spiritual? Also, our judgments that he took. Yeah. Was it physical or spiritual? The sufferings of Christ, which is the judgment of God, are they physical sufferings or spiritual sufferings? Then our judgments, that our sin that he took himself. You see the same thing I'm saying? So was it physical or was it spiritual? Then also, was it our physical pain, our physical poverty, physical condition that he took, or our spiritual condition? Then also, was it our physical pain, poverty, physical condition, or spiritual that he took? Also, what was the result of the sacrifice? The result of the sacrifice of Jesus, was it anything physical or spiritual? The result of the sacrifice. Is it talking about physical things or our relationship with God? Don't forget, please just write the ones you can write. Leave the space for the ones you have missed. Let me see if I can go through it again. The sufferings of Christ, which is the judgment of God, was it physical or spiritual? Our judgment that he took, was it physical or spiritual? Then, was it our physical pain, our physical poverty, sickness, sickness, physical conditions that he took, or spiritual? Then what was the result? What was the result of the sacrifice, of what he did? The result to us. What does it amount to us? Is it something physical or something spiritual? Is it physical things or our relationship with God? Just write it down in any way you can call it. Isaiah 53. This will sort out a lot of things. Don't forget, it's not just about saying, well, this is the answer. It's about the explanation. Okay? It's about the explanation. Don't stop doing wuru-wuru to the answer. Don't be in a hurry to look for any haphazard conclusion. Go through the process. Tell your neighbor, say, go through the process. Say, search it out. So I can tell you straight that, okay, this is what he's saying. But a day is coming that you're going to meet people that you have to teach them line upon line. Amen. Say, God wants to be known. Say, I'm an expert in explaining God. Isaiah 53 verse 1. So we are going to just be using this text of the Old Testament to answer the questions today. I know there are several. First, all scripture is about Christ. Luke 24, 2 Timothy 3:16. Scripture given by the inspiration of God, profitable for instruction, doctrine, and correction in doctrine, instruction in righteousness. Man of God may be perfect. But earlier, he told you that, Timothy, you have known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise as touching what salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. Luke 24, he told them, oh, fool, slow of heart, to believe all the things that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have what? Suffer these things, and to what? Enter into his grace. What did he now do? Beginning at what? Moses, and all the what? Prophet, he expounded to them in all the scriptures, which things? Things concerning himself. So scripture are as touching who? Himself, right? So now, we will be picking one very clear text in this Bible, which is Isaiah 53, to analyze or to answer this question. Verse 1, are you there? Good, let's go. One to go, yes? Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So now, as you are reading these things, you are reading physical stuff, you are reading beauty, you are reading no form, no comeliness. It's easy for you to be thinking about, okay, maybe Jesus was not like a Davido, it's not like a superstar, it's not that fine. If you are looking at that, you are missing the point. Amen? Praise God. Say there is no beauty that we should desire him. What is the man of God talking about? He's talking about physical beauty. Next verse, verse 3, yes. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Verse 4, want to go? For surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes. Good. So go back to verse 4. Verse 4, he said, he had borne our what? Griefs. So that will be the first word we'll be examining. The word grief. Grief. That word is an Hebrew word, C-H-O-L-L-Y. Chloe. C-H-O-L-L-Y. He said he has borne our grief. Now, of course, the literal meaning of C-H-O-L-L-Y, it means our anxiety, our calamity, our disease. Sickness, anxiety, calamity, disease. Are you there? Now, let's see the places that this word is being used. We are like, I will not everything, but as much as we can. Isaiah 1 verse 5. Please, you really need to look at all this scripture with me, because I'll be asking you straight questions from it. We are going to look at 10 words in this place. Just 10 words. Then we make our conclusion. 10 words. Then we look at the scriptures. Under each word, we can see over 10 scriptures. So you can know how long we are going. So please be fast. Isaiah, and you know I have an issue. If you are not following, I cannot progress. I cannot proceed. So it's an issue I'm trying to deal with. I want to run ahead of you. So I will be going and you'll be somewhere. Which prayer will not be answered. Isaiah 1 verse 5. Want to go? Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more, and the whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. See that word again. The whole head is what? Sick. Is that a physical or a spiritual condition? Is that a physical condition or a spiritual condition? They said the whole head is sick. What does it mean by the whole head? Is it talking about this head? So, is it a literal sickness or figurative of something else? Isaiah 38 verse 9. But see this. 38 verse 9. You are slow. Isaiah 38 verse 9. Want to go? The writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, when he had been what? Sick and was recovered of his what? Sicknesses. So, sickness is there. Physical or spiritual condition? Physical or spiritual condition? Physical, right? Good. So, the first one that we saw is looks like, yeah, wow, this is not just talking about a physical head being sick. This is something deeper. But this one, we all knew the story of Hezekiah, right? He was sick and he was ill. Jeremiah 10 verse 19. Why do we do stuff like this? Like I told you, we are young. We have time. We look at it. There's no way we are hurrying to. Why should I just rush to 1 Peter chapter 2 and just conclude and we rush home? Okay, Jeremiah 10 verse 19. Want to go? Woe is me, for my heart, my wound is grievous. But I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. Grief there. Is it literal? Or figurative? Well, if I'm not sure, you don't have to answer. Hosea 5 verse 13. Now, at times, we just need to read the surrounding text to really get what he's saying. Because actually, that book, you read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was lamenting over the sin of Israel, right? Over their captivity, over their condition. So when he was saying, "This is a grief," is that no grief means sickness? Is that a physical sickness or something? Good. See, Hosea 5 verse 13. Want to go? When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to Assyria and sent to the king of Jareb. Yet could he not heal you or nor cure you of your wound? Physical or spiritual condition? Physical or spiritual condition? Spiritual. Okay, back to Isaiah 53. Say, he has borne our grief. Now say, he has carried away our sorrows. That's the second word we'll be looking at. So don't forget, that means we have seen sickness in the Bible. Sickness is being used as what? Physical things. Also, we saw sickness as what? Spiritual things. As spiritual conditions. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying every sickness in the Bible is spiritual or is everything is physical. I'm saying we are sickness can be used as a physical condition or figuratively for something deeper. So that would mean you can look at a sinner and say, see, this guy, he is sick. The way, you know, don't forget, if the Hebrew language is not that as, it's not as vast, as rich as the Greek language. So Hebrew, we just use different things, just use one word to describe plenty things. Are you with me, brethren? So now, second word, sorrows. Sorrow, the Greek word is makob. Makob, then makoba, something like that. M-A-K-O-B. M-A-K-O-B. Then you repeat it again. Third one, you write M-A-K-O-B-A-H. Something like that. You just write it down in case you meet a theologian one day. Now you really need to show him that you know what you are saying. You need all this stuff. Makoba. Okay, something like that. Don't worry, I'm not fluent in Greek. Apologies. I mean, all this word. Now, the word sorrows means affliction. Pain. It means affliction, anguish, pain. Let's see how it's being used in the scriptures. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. If you think I don't appreciate your coming, it's a lie. Even if I ask you, like I ask peace every minute. Where do I ask in this place? Z-I-J. Amen. I say, I appreciate your coming. I appreciate you coming to learn the word. I see greater days in this place. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 3, verse 7. Of course, you know you are still not growing, eh? So don't smile too early. Amen. Exodus 3, verse 7. We are looking at the word sorrows. 10 words. We are seeing number 2. Come on. Boot up. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the what affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their what sorrows. Physical or spiritual? Physical, right? Good. Let's put that one as majorly physical, okay? Physical. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 29. 2 Chronicles 6, 29. Come on. The word sorrows there is the same word sorrow in Isaiah 53. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 29. Then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all the people, of all thy people, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hand in this house. His own grief there. A physical grief or spiritual? Supplication shall be made of any man or of all the people of Israel when everyone shall know his own words. Sore. What is sore? Injury. Eh? So that sore, is it literal sore? So it's not literal. Then on his own grief. The grief there. Will it be just a physical condition? Okay. Job 33, verse 19. We are seeing together. I don't have to make a conclusion. But we just see together. As well. Job 33, verse 19. I will take that as not literal. It's figurative of a spiritual condition. Figurative of what? A spiritual condition. So Job 33, verse 19. Is chastened, right? Is it chastened or chastened? Is chastened, right? Also with what? With pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Well, leave that one. Next, Psalm 32, verse 10. Well, that Job 33, I would tend more to physical anyway. Because because I will. Job 33, 32 verse 10. Many sorrows. Psalm 32 verse 10. Psalm 32 verse 10. Come on, be fast. Mr. Christy, you're welcome. How are you doing? Psalm 32 verse 10. Many sorrows. Want to go? Let's read. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. So what's sorrow there? Physical or spiritual? Huh? Why do you say spiritual? The book is still confused. Why do you say if it's physical, then let me ask you the question. Do believers do pass through physical sorrow?
Yes.
Right? But see this. He said, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy, right, shall what? Compass him. So that would mean that wicked man, the opposite of mercy is what is pursuing him. Are you with me? That would be the spiritual condition of sin, of the dead man. Okay, go to Psalm 38 verse 17. So that one is spiritual. Psalm 38 verse 17. For I'm ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. Psalm 69 verse 26. I said that is Psalm 38 verse 17. You're asking me? I skip it now. My sorrow is continually before me. Looks spiritual anyway. Psalm 69:26. Come on. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Wow. Psalm 69:26. And they talk to the grief. What's that? They talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 18. Don't forget, it's not compulsory. You are able to place everything. That's what I'm saying. You can see when I skip something, it's... I'm trying to be, that's just how to do Bible. Some of them, you cannot really bring them to the context of what you are discussing. So, don't forget, I've told you the Hebrew language is not that. Mm-hmm. 1 verse 18. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth what? Sorrow. Okay. Physical or spiritual? Mental. You let's say mental. Amen. Amen. Okay, the same book, chapter 2, verse 23. We look at everything. No point. It's not a boring sermon. We're always boring here, so get used to it. Chapter 2, verse 23. For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart lacketh, taketh not rest in the night. This is altogether vanity. It's spiritual, Jared. Jeremiah 30, verse 15. Let's leave that Solomon issues. Jeremiah 30, 15. Jeremiah 30, be fast. Come on. 15. Want to go? Let's read it. I'm waiting for you. Why criest thou for thy affliction? Thy sorrows is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquity, because thy sins were increased and have done these things unto thee. Physical or spiritual? Spiritual. Jeremiah 51 verse 8. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Hold for her, take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. Physical or spiritual?
Spiritual.
Okay. Lamentations 1 verse 12. Is it nothing to you? All that pass by, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me. Wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Is that one clear? That's Lamentation 1:12. That's pretty sure. Don't be physical. Of course, not the Lord that is afflicting. That is one that is not right. Okay, 1 verse 18. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandments. Hear, I pray you, all people, and behold my sorrow. My virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. That talks about like a physical pain, right? That is something, a physical. I think I love the one that Villet brought in. He said mental. That is like a mental, you understand? So, but any, if it is mental, it's still physical. Think about it. When we are saying spiritual, we are saying it's talking about a condition of separation from God. So if you, okay, if suddenly now you are feeling grief for, now, okay, you can feel grief because you have a physical wound. You can also have grief because a brother is not steadfast spiritually, right? But is that your grief? Is it condemnation? No. That your grief, is it as a result of separation from God? No. So, although, that's why I love the way she put it, mental. She said mental. So, if it's mental, it's still not spiritual in the context of Isaiah 53. Are you with me? So, because what we are looking for in Isaiah 53 is that, okay, these conditions, are they just, when he said it put Jesus to grief, is it just that Jesus is just, is that what he's really talking about, or the real thing? That's why we are going. Are you getting me now? Good. So, next word, let's see the word. He was wounded for our translation. Wounded. That's number the third word. Wounded in the Hebrew, that is C-H-A-L-A-L. It's not spelled like Shah, it's like Kala. Kala. Woman of God. Just grow. Kala. C-H-A-L-A-L. Wounded. Okay. Psalm 89, verse 39. Wounded, no? It means wounded. Psalm 89, verse 39. Let's keep reading. Let's keep reading first. Let's see how it's used. Wounded is just, it's so literal. Emoji, fast. Which one are you pocketing? Like, you have made it. No, what is that? 89:39. I don't want to tell you the meaning. You see, from like this one. When I saw the meaning, I said, wow. See the way the same word is used. Psalm 89, verse 39. Want to go? Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servants. Thou hast what? Profane his crown by casting it to the ground. Wow. Profane. That is the same word, wounded. So, when we can as well say Jesus was profaned for our transgression, wounded. See the next one. Psalm 109, 22. Psalm 109, verse 22. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. All spiritual. So, come on. Flow. Psalm 109, verse 22. For I am poor and needy, everything there is spiritual condition, and my heart is wounded. Within him, wounded, there is the same Greek word for wound in Isaiah 53. Then Isaiah 23, verse 9. The Lord, Isaiah 23, verse 9, I'll be faster now. The Lord of hosts had purposed it to stain the pride of all glory, and to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth. Isaiah 43, verse 28. Isaiah 43, verse 28. Therefore, I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Of course, they are spiritual, right? Isaiah 47, verse 6. In fact, this one, I almost did not see any physical use of this, any use of this thing for a physical condition. Isaiah 47, verse 6. Are you there? Of course, these are not the only ones. I just have to pick few out of the many. Isaiah 47, verse 6. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted my inheritance and given them into thy hand, and thou didst show them no mercy upon the ancient, that as thou verily heavily laid thy yoke. Isaiah 48, verse 11. For my own sake, 48, verse 11. for my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it, for how should my name be polluted? Polluted. Polluted. And I will not give my glory unto any other. Okay, Isaiah 51 verse 9. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generation of old. Art thou not it that art caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Wounded. Okay, Isaiah 56 verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from what? Polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. So, the meaning of wounded is simply to profane, to pollute. In fact, the way it puts it is to prostitute in the Hebrew. So, that would mean Jesus, that wound is talking about, is it the physical cane and blala that he was given on the cross? Huh? The wounded that Isaiah was speaking about here, is it the physical wounds, the physical cane, the 39 stripes and others that he was given on the cross? Was it? Huh? Hallelujah. But he said it was polluted. It was profaned. 2 Corinthians 5:21, it was what? Made. It was made. Okay. We're not yet there yet. The fourth word, transgression. This one, no even need to look for it. It's plenty. It's used over 90 times. Transgressions. Transgression. It means rebellion. It was bruised for our... Sorry, it was wounded for our transgression. Abi? It was wounded, right? For our transgression. So it was polluted because of our rebellion. Transgression is the same word as when you revolt against something. Trespass. Rebellion. It was polluted because of what? Our rebellion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The next word, bruised. Bruised. Sorry, transgression. The Hebrew word is pacha. P-E-S-H-A. P-E-S-H-A. That's transgression. P-E-S-H-A. The next word, our fifth word we'll be looking at today, is bruised. Bruised is daka. D-A-K-A. Bruised. That's the fifth word. D-A-K-A. Daka. Something like that. In everything, they will just put W. I don't know. Hebrews, very serious. Bruised. It simply means to be broken in pieces. To be broken, to be crushed. To be broken, to be destroyed, to be humbled, to be humiliated. Broken in pieces, humbled, crushed, humiliated. Job 22 verse 9. I'll be fast. Job 22 verse 9. Humbled, oppressed, smite, destroyed, humiliated, crushed. Job 22 verse 9. Thou hast seen sent widows away empty, and thy arms and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Broken. That's not literal too. Okay. Psalm 72 verse 4. Psalm 72 verse 4. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. Break in pieces. That's what happened to Jesus. Wounded for our transgression. This bruised now for our iniquities. He was broken in pieces. Broken in pieces. So that cannot just be what you are seeing on the cross. Because at least that means Jesus, they should grind him into different, you understand, broken in pieces. See the next word, Psalm 89 verse 10. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thy enemies with a strong arm. See the next word, Psalm 94 verse 5. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. Can you see that? They afflict. Don't forget, that is semantic parallelism, right? I've taught you before. Do you remember? Who was in this church then? Are you there? That is what? Semantic parallelism. when they use the same word like who has ascended to the heat of the Lord, or who shall dwell in his holy place, it's the same thing. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, it's not different, it's the same thing. Who has not lifted up his soul into vanity, or so is the same thing. Are you with me? It's not saying who shall ascend to the heat of the Lord, that's number one. Then who is the other guy that will dwell in his holy place, number two? No, it's the same thing. Two different, it's a poetry. Hebrew, they are given to poetry, they are poetic. They are just using different words to connote the same thing. Are you with me? Different phrases to say the same thing. Okay, where are we? Come on, where are we? That's what I saw. So they break in pieces thy people, and thou, O Lord, and afflicts thy heritage. So, and that way to see, to break in pieces thy people, is to what? Afflicts thy what? Heritage. The same thing. Don't put them as different. Psalm 143, verse 3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, and he has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Psalm 143, verse 3. So he had smitten my life. Smitten is the same Greek, same Hebrew word. Proverbs 22, verse 22. Rob not the poor because he is poor. Now that oppress the afflicted. That is the same Hebrew word, oppress. In the gates. Isaiah 3, verse 15. What mean ye that you beat my people to pieces? Same Hebrew word. And grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts. Isaiah 19, verse 10. And they shall be broken in the purposes thereof. All that made sluices and ponds for fish. Jeremiah 44, verse 10. They are not humbled. Humbled, the same Hebrew word, humbled, humiliated. Lamentations 3, verse 14. Lamentations 3, verse 14. Sorry, Lamentations 3, verse 34. Lamentations 3, verse 34. 334. To crush under his feet all the prisoner of the earth. Hallelujah. So he was bruised for our iniquities. He was broken into pieces, right? He was crushed. Rungurugu, he was broken totally, oppressed, humbled, humiliated for our what? Iniquities. Iniquity is the Hebrew word A-V-O-N. Avon. Times two. A-V-O-N. Avon. Then write it again. Avon. Anything you ask, he has some marks on top of it that is too deep for me to understand. For our iniquities. It means our mischief, our fault, our punishment. This is the same word for paraptoma in the Greek. Or is it amatia? Our iniquities, our mischief, our punishment, our fault. So leave that one. No need to. It's plenty. Iniquity is plenty in the Bible. It's everywhere. Iniquity, fault. Next word, the chastisement. That's number 7th word. Don't forget, we are going to 10. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Chastisement. Wow, this one sounds like Musa. M-U-S-A-R. Mosao. Most. This is just dope. Yeah, hallelujah. More what? Mosao. Call it very Mosao. Something like that. Where is Priscilla now, for Christ's sake? Bring back our girls. Serious. So, chastisement. Of course, literally, it means the correction, the discipline, the doctrine, the instruction. Correction, discipline, doctrine, instruction, rebuke. Correction, discipline, doctrine, instruction, rebuke. Last time. Correction, discipline, doctrine, instruction, or rebuke. Let's see how it's being used. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh, glory. That means the chastisement that brought us peace, the rebuke that brought us peace, this discipline that brought us peace was upon Jesus. Okay, Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. also wisdom and instruction and understanding. That is the word instruction there. So, if you see Proverbs 24, verse 32. Proverbs 34, 32, be fast. You can write and open. You can multitask. You are anointed of God to multitask. Hallelujah. Say, I can do all things. Say, out of context. Proverbs, next one is 24, 32. Then I saw and considered it well, and I looked upon it and received instruction. Instruction. The instruction that brought us peace. Next one, see Isaiah 26, 16. Don't worry, I'm going to be done with this. Isaiah 26:16. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Same word. Lastly, Jeremiah 2 verse 30. In vain have I smitten your children. They have received no correction. Your own sword had devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Correction. So the correction that brought us peace. Shalom. Next word. Shalom. Peace. Shalom. Shalom. Peace. Shalom. Shalom. The correction that brought us shalom fell on who? Jesus. So who did God correct? Us or Jesus? Jesus. Who received the peace? Us. Amen. The correction that brought us what? Shalom was on him. So of course, shalom is peace. But see the way peace is used just in this place. Of course, peace also means welfare. It's also used for good health. Please write it down. It's also used for good health, used for welfare. But see this Isaiah 40, 54, verse 10. What's the next chapter? Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Let's read the latter part together. One to go. Neither thou shall my what? Covenant of my peace be removed. Hallelujah. Say the Lord that had mercy on thee. So in context, peace here will mean our acceptance. Peace between man and God. Acceptance in the Hebrew, in the Greek, you will find it as reconciliation. APO katalazo. Reconciliation, acceptance. So the correction, the discipline that brought us what? Acceptability. That brought us, that reconciled, that discipline that reconciled us to God was laid on who? Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. That discipline that brought us correction. What is it? Are you following from live stream? So you know what we are talking about, right? Huh? Say no. Life will be signed off, Abby. Anyway, but you can just make the best use of it. So the discipline that brought us what? The discipline that brought us what? Acceptability. That brought us what? Any other word? Reconciliation. Fell on Jesus. Look, you are not growing. Last word, 9. I've stopped growing, rather. By his stripes, that's the next word, stripes. Stripes, it means wounds, right? Just wounds, bruises. Let's see the way it's being used. Psalm. Must you need a Hebrew word? Leave that one for now. Psalm 38 verse 5. Go and look for it yourself and insert it. Psalm 38 verse 5. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. That's serious. That's spiritual. That would be spiritual. What's in verse 4? For my iniquities have gone over my head, right? So, physical or spiritual condition? Spiritual condition. Chapter 20, verse 30. No, when you are sick, you say by your stripes I am healed, right? Well, yeah, I didn't say you stop using it, but let us see what the Bible is saying. That's what I'm saying. Proverbs 20:30. This one is funny. You see the word they use there. I don't know how they arrive at all these things. Proverbs 20, verse 30. Want to go? The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. Wow. So do stripes the inward part of the belly. I don't know what he's talking about. The blueness of a wound. It's a word. Yeah. Raka, what? Is it why I didn't want to pronounce it? Raka, what? Kabura. Okay, Isaiah 1 verse 6. Come on. Let's maximize the time. Isaiah 1 verse 6. Please, if you have not listened to part 1 and part 2, please try and get it at edifyassembly.org. We are doing our best to teach saints around us. Isaiah 1 verse 6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and what? Bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither burned up, neither mollified with physical or spiritual condition. If you are doubting it, read the surrounding verses. So, by stripes, which type of stripes? Is he talking, say by his stripes, we are healed. Which type of stripes? Is it just the, is it the one you can see or the ones that you cannot see? Last word, kabura. Last word, we are healed. Hallelujah. Say Rafa. Say we are Rafa. It's Rafa. Amen. Hebrew, they love repetition. Say we are Rafa. Hallelujah. It's twice too. Kabura. That is sound like an intercession, like an incantation. We are healed. Please, let's see this one now. We are going to see this one very well before we go. Because the word Rafa means to cure, to make whole. A physician, to repair, to cure, to make whole. Don't forget the same word to all these words. I'm not saying they are not used at all for physical things. They are used, but we saw that they are both used for both physical condition and spiritual. So we want to see the ones that was laid on Jesus. Now see this Rafa. This one is to us. We are healed. Good. See this. Psalm 6:2. Please just open. Psalm 6:2. Want to go? Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am what? Weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Check the two surrounding verses. Check if it's physical or spiritual. Check the verse before, verse after. Read everything. Is it a physical sickness? Huh? It's spiritual, right? Good. Psalm 30:2. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Check verse 1 to verse 4. What is he talking about? Check from verse 1 to verse 4. Come on. Learn. It's what? It's spiritual. Psalm, I didn't say you guys should be falling sick, but God, I'm teaching you this. Psalm 41 verse 4. Psalm 41 verse 4. I said, Lord, Psalm 41 verse 4, come on. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me and heal my soul. Why? For, is that unclear? Physical, spiritual? Spiritual. Well, I've sinned. Good. So that would mean we can use healing for reconciliation. We can use, like, he cures the sinner. Jesus cures the sinner. See, the state of sin is a disease. And redemption is healing. Good. You need to be healed. Hallelujah. Psalm 60, verse 2. Leave that one. Psalm 103, verse 3. Psalm 103, verse 3. This one is funny. Okay, we are going to verse 3, but let's start from verse 1, I beg. So before we enter issue here. Psalm 103. Let's from verse 1, as long as you can want to go, yes? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Please read contentedly, yes? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Who what? Yes? Next verse.
Who redeemed
thy life
from destruction?
Next one.
Who
ran
into
the
loving kindness
and pleasure? Next one.
Who
satisfied our mouth with good? Next. Who Hallelujah. So who healed all your diseases? Physical or spiritual? Hallelujah. You can read that one. Okay, go to verse 10 now. What is it saying? In that place, same place. Yes? He has what? He has not dealt with us after our sin. Not reward us. Iniquity. Next verse. Heavens, I above the earth, so has he. As fast as the east is from the west, so far as they remove our transgression from us. Hallelujah. So when we are saying, bless the Lord, my soul, who heal all our diseases. Contextually, is it talking about physical sickness or our salvation? Hope you are getting it. When we are saying scripture is about salvation. It's not. God knows. See, man will forever have plenty of problems. But salvation, yeah? We see how we apply this to sickness before I close. So just calm down. I'm not saying you should come and be sick. I'm not removing every scripture, every scripture that you quote. Amen. See, this is truth. Eh? We are simply to pick the confidence of God, our physical healer, from God, our spiritual healer. Joshua, I will sack you. Amen. This is what you simply say. If he can take away my sin, he can what? Heal my sickness. Simple. That confidence, take it from salvation. Are you with me, brethren? Psalm 107 verse 20. Our favorite scripture. The scripture I usually read in those days. When time I'm especially in school, we are looking for one power encounter. One power, you know. Psalm 107 verse 20. Oh, Tola, you missed something. You missed something. But you are good, okay? Psalm 107 verse 20. Want to go as loud as you can? Let's read. Yes, sir. He sent his word. And what? Heal them. And what? Deliver them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Who is this word? Jesus. Who is this word that he sent? Jesus. Hallelujah. He healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 147 verse 3. 147 verse 3. You know, it should be. You know, some people
I didn't know some people until you, they are not, they don't, you know, it takes a lot for you to be reading these things and you are happy. And we are not interpreting it that, wow, that means the car is coming. The car is coming. The baby is coming. The season is coming. The baby. You know, in some circles, you quote it like this, that everything is seen. So what is it for us now? So what is it? How does this thing translate to my physical account? Well, this God, what is it? Is it only seen? Can't we talk about other things? Hallelujah. A plan of 4,000 years, at least in man's calendar. It's not a joke. Praise God. So there is great mastery that will fall on you once you can appreciate this sin theory. This theory of how he took away your sin. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say we sit down here. Say we know this. It's a sin gospel. That's the point. Next, where are we? Psalm what? 147 verse 3. 1-2, let's read. He healed the broken in hearts. Wow. And binded up their wounds. Broken where? In hearts. Spiritual condition. In hearts. How do you? I didn't know if there's any speech, any heart surgery. Emotional. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he wounded my heart. Say, okay, Juliet, the guy broke your heart, right? Oh, broken. Cana generation. Hallelujah. Think about it. Do you know, at least when this Bible is written, do you think they will be using when your bae leaves you as he broke my heart? Do you get what I'm saying? Egypt, for instance, I can tell you that in the last 50 years, if you say, I was mad at that guy, what would they be expecting? The uncle low, right? But now the skin became like a normal word. So today now, somebody just read break out. Wow, sisters, has your heart been broken before? Woman, dad, lose! Abba, you don't need all that. Praise God. Peace, sorry. All of you that have broken. Yeah, abuse is a lot, right? Amen, amen. Isaiah 6, verse 10. Let's see Isaiah himself. No scripture for your boo here. Yeah. He's not there. Isaiah 6, verse 10. Make the heart of these people fat and make their ears. No, that you have tell you that something is wrong. Heart fat. So you have to look at it very well. You just leave me alone. And make their ears heavy. My ear heavy. And shut their ears. Lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be what? Converted and be healed. And this was the same scripture that Jesus quoted later. And be healed. So that would mean the law, like clearly, the law was blinding their eyes from salvation. Simple. Like the way Jesus used this later in the Gospels. Okay, next, Isaiah 57, verse 18. Isaiah 57 verse 18. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. Isaiah 57 verse 19. I create the fruit of the leaves, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said the Lord, and I will heal him. Good. Jeremiah 3:22. Return you backsliding children. Jeremiah 3 verse 22. Jeremiah 3:22. Return you backsliding children and will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come into thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Jeremiah 6 verse 14. Just 2 more will be done. No, just 3 more. Jeremiah 6 verse 14. They have healed also. They have healed also the heart of the daughter of my people. Slightly, same peace when there is no peace. That means they are comforted slightly. Jeremiah 8, verse 11. Okay, then leave down his same thing. Now, go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 3. So we have looked at 10 words. 10 words, just from Isaiah 53. It could have been more than that, but let me just say, I just have to narrow it to this for this time. The book of the Preacher, chapter 3, verse 3. Want to go? Let's read slowly. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to... Just look at that place. Now, see the last word here, to build up, right? What is the opposite of build up? To what? To break down. So now, the next word there was yield, right? Coming from the back, yield, right? So the opposite of yield will be kill, right? So now start from the first word. What should be the normal opposite of kill? To make alive, right? So the word yield here, you can as well say a time to kill and a time to make alive. So can we say by its stripes we are made alive? We are reconciled. We are made alive. Hallelujah. So, now, if everything I've been saying since was confusing you, let's do it this way. Let's read the remaining part of Isaiah 53 from verse 6. Now, what we are analyzing since was just verse 4 and 5. All those words were used in verse 4 and 5. I didn't say, I should have said we analyze everything, but time, of course. So Isaiah 53, verse 6 now. So let's see the rest. If he's talking about our reconciliation to God, or physical sickness, boo, bay, the rest, or people, God, they have broken their hearts, etc. Isaiah 53, verse 6. Let's read it. Want to go? All we like sheep have gone astray. We have got everyone to his own ways, and the Lord has laid on him the what? Iniquity of us all. Okay, is that reconciliation? Seven, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a lamb before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Wow. Eight, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Nine, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Wow. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. This one will declare it for you. Want to go? Let's read. Yes, he pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul a offering for sin. So which part of Jesus was bruised, battered, crushed, everything? His soul. You don't know that's where I'm going since? His soul was made an offering for sin. I'm sorry, it is not the physical beating on Jesus that saved you. It's not the ones you can see. It's not the ones you can visualize. That's why that Isaiah 52, 14, 13 said his visage was so mad than any man before him. It could not have been physical. We have seen men that are tortured, even for things they didn't do. And they died. In fact, the day Jesus was crucified, was he the only one on the cross? So that physical suffering, was he the only one that suffered that day? No. But something was working behind the scene. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he said he made his... No, anybody that is talking about thinking physical before, when you get to this verse, you have to pause. His soul an offering for sin. Let's keep reading. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 11. He shall see the travail of his what? Soul. So what will travail? His soul. Right? And shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. So, the soul of Jesus being made an offering for sin, what will he result to us? What is our healing? Justification. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For he shall bear their iniquities. 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors, and he bear the sin of many, and make intercession for the... So, ladies and gentlemen, physical or spiritual condition? Spiritual. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54 verse 7. Let's rush now. 54 verse 7. For a small moment, I love this scripture so much. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. This is just the verse, the chapter after after what we have seen, just nesting. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercy will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with what? Everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy what? Redeemer. Next verse, want to go? For these are the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall go no more over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with thee, nor. Please, ladies and gentlemen, when God gave that promise to Noah, did he give any condition? Was there any condition? Huh? There was one anyway. God saw the offering of Noah. And he said, by the reason of that offering, that's after the flood, right? He said, there is nothing you guys will do that will cause the flood to what? Take over the earth again. So that was actually, I can break that thing down for you. That is not really God like that. You have fear man after the fear man. The fear man. Think about it. Who was speaking? Who was speaking for God there? If God was speaking, who told you? Who told him that they wrote it down? Who offered the sacrifice? So, who said from today, no more flood? Who even started this? Yeah? Now, Annie, sorry, you're looking at me like someone. You have to get this risk and understanding Genesis. We have. So, it's not that God said, now you have well done. Wow. From henceforth. No, somebody is saying, thus saith the Lord. The man speaking there. So, and don't forget, prophecy has not been arranged like those days of Ezekiel, Jeremiah. So they were prophesying, but it's not yet, they are not yet in the school. You know, they are still doing it in primary school way. Abraham was prophesying, but it was not, the reason you didn't see thus says the Lord in Genesis is because, they have not gone to school. They have not gone to the school of Elijah, you know what I'm saying? It was Elijah and the rest, and now say, see, guys, all those prophets, they didn't go to school. We can have a new Christian preacher that is like me, that just speaking Yoruba English and everything. And you also have that new Christian preacher that is just, hallelujah, he took a tithe and Kleto, and your tongue can just be cloth. So, that was what happened. So, funny enough, both of them, they are saying the same thing. Yeah. But one is now more touche. So, that was Noah prophesying. Hallelujah. But see this. But what he said now became a pattern of our eternal salvation, of our eternal security. He said the same way I told Noah that this flood will never go over the earth again. Same way, I am saying, by the reason of the sacrifice of Isaiah 53, I will not what? See the next verse. I will not be wrought with thee, nor rebuke you. Verse 10, 1, 2, go. Let's read. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills shall be removed, and my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, say the Lord that had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that was the result of Isaiah 53. There will be perfect reconciliation. There will be something irreversible. Oh, glory. Eternal covenant. So now you can understand better our 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let's come to the New Testament. Thank you. Let's leave all those Hebrew, Shalom, Makob. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Forever. We sing glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. We sing glory to God, yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory.
saved us from our sins. Sing. We sing glory to you.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Forever. 5:21. Let's read. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. 5:21. Don't worry, I will suspend the second. I will suspend the second. Thing I want to teach today before. I will give you the last part of the career in God, which will make you go home crying. So let me leave you with this content. Amen. It took away your sin. Hallelujah. You won't cry today. Oh, glory. I want a bond for you. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Hallelujah. Once you go, let's read now. Yes. For he has made him to be what? Sin for us. Hallelujah. That is the conclusion of Isaiah 53. Who knew no sin? And what is the result to us? We made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. By his sacrifice. 1 Peter 3:18. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Sakatola rostagavidande. Oh, katita shatite, lora te kovata, lina osade. Our confidence is our salvation. Hallelujah. This salvation is our confidence. Our confidence everywhere. Our message, our consolation, our succor. Woo! Salvation. 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 Glory to God. Daniel, Sadi, Rosta, Gibby, Lati, Kola, Stovate. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. Want to go? Let's read together. Yes. For Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the what? The just for the unjust. Yes. That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:20. Don't forget, something is missing there. It says being put to death in the flesh. Well, that flesh is one part. It was put to death in the spirit. His spirit was made sin. This one made it better. Same 1 Peter 2:22. 1 Peter 2:22. Hallelujah. Back. This is not a play keyboard. Oh, glory. 2:22. Who did no sin, Nelda was God found in his mouth. 23. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he entreated not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. 24. Want to go? Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. So is that physical or spiritual now? Spiritual. Why? See the next verse. See the next verse. 25. Want to go? For we as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Reconciliation. Yeah. We are returned. Now, let us look at this scripture, which might have confused many. Matthew chapter 8. Right, Manuel, you can help us out. Oh, glory to God. Sorry, right, Manuel is still in my mind. Matthew 18:16. Maybe he's been watching us on live stream. Bless you, brother. Oh, glory. Matthew 18:16. Let's sing together. Hallelujah. Which key are you? Hold on. I want to sing at this key. Matthew 8:16. Want to go? When the evening... Please, everybody, focus on this. Matthew 8:16 now. Sorry, Matthew 8:16. 8:16, want to go? Let's read. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Now, see what he did. He cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, see next verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was what? Spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This is the verse that made us always think before that time. Isaiah 53, verse 4 was talking about physical sickness, but verse 5 is talking about spiritual. Well, of course, we all know what it's called an Irish term, right? Huh? An A-O-R-I-S-T. A-O-R-I. Write it down now. Come on. So keep playing. You are listening to me. A-O-R-I-S-T. It is something you are doing now because of something you will do later. Something you are doing now because of something that you will do later. So, what is happening? Don't forget, everything in Isaiah 53 is tied to his death. His death. So, this their physical healing could not have been a fulfillment of anything in Isaiah 53. But, write this down please in your notes. He took away the physical condition of sickness to prove to them that he was going to take away the spiritual condition. Hallelujah. He was taking away the physical condition of sickness to prove to them, to assure them that real issue, that real spiritual condition, I will take it away. Hallelujah. That is why if we can preach the message of reconciliation to a sinner, it is a small thing to take sickness out of their body. Oh, glory to God. He healed the physical sickness because he is going to make our spirit whole. Because he is going to realign our relationship with God. I'll go over it again. He took away the physical condition of sickness to prove to them, to show them that he is going to take away the spiritual condition. That is what you mean that it might be fulfilled. That fulfillment will be based on his death. So this is just an eye-opener that this is the man. Don't forget, the people around them, do they really know the real issue of man? No. It's not clear to them. So the best Jesus could do, that he could do before his death, is to take away the physical sickness. But that shows them that what? The real thing. That's why a day came, they brought a man to Jesus. Instead of him to say, be healed. Do you know what he said? He said, son, your sins are forgiven you. Say, who is this? This man is speaking blasphemy. Say, who can forgive sin but God alone? Say, yes, now I got your attention. He said, I know. He told him, he said, which one is easier? To just say, sins forgiven or be healed. Actually, be healed is easier. So for sins to be forgiven, it's more difficult. But he now told him, say, but that you might know that the Son of Man, hallelujah, has power, authority. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then he now said unto him, don't forget, when you say his sins be forgiven, the guy did not get up. He now said, take up your bed, go. So don't forget, forgiveness, reconciliation is connected to death. Death, death is death. So what he did there is not trying to say that right now as I'm alive, I can start forgiving you individually, one after the other. No. He's saying, I can say this because of what I will do. His death is the real thing. The same way Abraham was justified by faith, right? When they believed in him, of course, but they have not received the full package. The same way, any man that received him then, he gave us power to become sons of God. Are you getting the difference? So, same way. So, he's not saying now the man is receiving his justification right now. No. But the same way Abraham was justified then, I can also justify you guys. But I am doing it because of what I will do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Ephesians 2. We'll read this and we close. Verse 1.
Hallelujah. You are. Sing with me, hallelujah.
Ephesians 2 from verse 1. Ephesians 2 from verse 1. Want to go? Let's read together. Yes. And you, as it quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich mercy, for a great love, when he loved us, even when we are dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show exceeding riches of his grace through Christ Jesus. Verse 8. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, brethren. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man, for we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. Romans 5. Romans 5. Oh, glory. I read verse 5. You read from verse 6 for me. For oath maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Holy Ghost. For we are yet without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. For God commended his love towards us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. 10. For if when we are enemies, we are reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. 11. And not only so, we also joy in our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the reconciliation. You have not grown. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready, sir, please? Hallelujah. You have received the reconciliation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you just sing in the Holy Ghost? I'm done. Hello, thank you, Lord Jesus. Shati la zati la ketale raudona nos. Tela mo sete ni mo sete ni mo zonto li zete zete. Sete la mo zata la mo zata la mo sete. Raseto la mo zate kanta do.
Yeah.
gets. He can take away the physical condition. He takes away the physical condition because he took away the spiritual condition. Hallelujah. Because he took away the spiritual condition, he can take away the physical. He takes away the physical. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He took away the physical because he is going to take away the spiritual condition. Today to say hell can never be ours again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are in total reconciliation. We are in eternal reconciliation. This is an eternal collabo, an eternal amnesty, an eternal salvation, eternal security is what we have in you. So, oh, glory to God. We rejoice in this. We take off your ministry. We share it with others. We take off sickness because you took away our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sin is more difficult, but if sin is done, sickness is not an issue. It's not an issue for us to take away. Our body responds to the power of God. We respond to the God, our healer. Hallelujah. Because he healed our spirit, our body has no choice than to respond to God. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, be seated. So, Pastor Joyce and Judith, help us to rephrase this song. I have to put it in prayer context. This is what we have taught today. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Change some stuff there and put in new one. Maybe next time we sing it again. Amen. We sing the revised standard. I mean, revised edition. Amen. How are you doing today?